Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years older, she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yet, and also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cry. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fans swing, and Brenda's a name, she's got it, baby.
What it is, Jay Rue the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
motivation for a nation that did it all alone. No need for war shows or promotion, I don't need your praise. Just follow the leader as I lead up to these better days. Now put your hands up for this man, bro, who recognize himself. Don't come with no price tag, you can't buy this, riddle come off no shelf. It's something that you can't replace, so be safe, just stop trying. Y'all niggas screaming about how real you are, I don't need to believe it, but you just lying. This what I live, you can't cover this in no 16 bars. This what we die for, go to trial for, and some feel it large. He showed me the man who lived his life and wouldn't want to give it back, and I showed you a gangster, a OG who really traps with me. I just walk the path of a better man than my letter man, cause they say I can't, but I know I can, and when they look at me, they don't understand how. I'm young, black, and gifted. Jay Real, the realist, now tell me y'all don't feel this.
Trying to hinder me, but I believe my enemy isn't them, it isn't me. I'm living life and trying to do the things that's getting me the money, fame, and fortune, but at the cost of my dignity. As many friendships I have lost and girlfriends I have dropped, all cause I wasn't willing to take the charade off. I played y'all and in the process played myself, cause now I'm stuck inside the game and simply can't call out for help. The OGs told me I just didn't wanna listen. Now I'm missing all my people sitting in my room and wishing, fishing in the lake full of already baked trout. For those who ain't that smart, it means I'm taking the same route as everybody else who had to sell out with no bailout. Tried to come home to support and they told me to get the hell out. I want my son back, that's what my mama starts to yell out. Now the shoddy's at my dome,
I'ma give myself a bailout.
Right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pour the table closer. Here, rest your feet. Welcome to our home. You want something to drink? Water, sure, we got it filter, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass, or sure, I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice, with lyrics this nice. We built this from the ground up, no doors, only archways. The sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Plus, it turns on the mic, you can wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, washcloths and some tiles. And on your tool and fresh lyrics, view
about a bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the highest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Tilden Dexter.
Yeah. I'm here for the fix, cause hip hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are loken. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight through hell's archway, astounding heartly. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeples. So we soar like eagles. We're in it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down the well balanced on the seesaw. True hip hop in the day, that's what we saw. Rocking the beats raw, breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore, finally it's time for. Minds to shine for, sons blind like Levelords. Build a shrine for the artists that came before and pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins, hit no blunt, sip no Heineken. It's all good, we'll just try again. In your lyrics, you stars but got me sleeping off your coffee, lounging in your archway. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway. No doors in my mansion, only archway.
Okay. My convo is like a $1 million condo. Hef house with bunnies all around. My mistake for upper left house. Will most never make it past the foyer. Unlike Pastor Troy, you're not ready. Raps is past the point of boiler. The science I dropped, nuclear fission. Adjust your vision, adjust accordingly for a never-ending kitchen. I was born in the fire, now I'm searching for the frying pan. Cause even Tony Stark was an alcoholic Iron Man. Translation, even heroes gotta try to fly. Storm somewhere over treetops when I rock a vibe. Babies when the wind blows. And when it all falls down like yay say, I rebuild the walls in my temple. Transparent like windows. Master architect, parabola, parameters. Calculated artist, fresh worth every last quarter in the arcade. So make a mental note of this phrase for when we part ways.
No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. One more again. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion.
Hey, what's good? What's going on? It's your boy Space AJ, aka J Biggs. We live for another show. Thank God he brought me to another Saturday, man. Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm in the building, filling in for my girl Diva Ebony B. I gotta hold it down. I gotta wear the two hats today because she's feeling a little under the weather. So you know, we still gonna clap for her anyway. That's my girl right there, man. Holding it down for her, though, you know, in her absence, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. Let's get it in, man. It's been a crazy week, you know what I mean? And I'm here, you know, we live. Call me up, 347-850-1521. Y'all know the deal, man. We've been doing this show, I don't know how long we've been on. We've been on the air for a minute now, but y'all know the deal, man. Jump in the chat room. You know, tweet a person, Facebook a person, let them know we on the air, we doing our thing. You know, last week we had my girl Mindy Butler on air talking about her ministry, which is called Reach. You know, so, I mean, go support that, though. I mean, that's powerful stuff. I mean, building schools, you know, over in African, you know, nations, well, not just African, but all nations that, you know, can't afford to put a school up, you know what I mean? That's for the children, you know what I mean? You know, Biggs, I love the kids, man. So, make sure y'all go, you know, tune into that show. Go to last week's show. You know, go to blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. You know, and go look up the show from last week. You know what I mean? And find out all her information. You know, but just if you want to, hey, Google search Reach Ministries, and you know you'll find Mindy Butler, or you can follow her on the Twitter at dr like doctor. Oh man, let me pull it up real quick. I don't want to give y'all the wrong information, but y'all know what it is, man. Just you know, follow me on Twitter. I'm following her. My name is @SpaceLadyJ. I know that much. You know, so yeah, definitely. This week, man, first of all, we're going to take the time out, you know, right ahead of Mother's Day. You know, we're going to shout out, salute all the moms out there, you know, because you know what it is. It takes a lot of effort to not just bring a child into the world, man, but, you know, to actually, you know, raise one, you know what I mean? And shout out to Tupac, man, for, you know, I think that was like one of his first songs when he first came up, you know, and first actually came from under Digital Underground. Brenda's Got a Baby, you know what I mean? And that was like, you know, shock therapy, because I think nobody was really trying to talk about stuff like that, you know, in the game. So it's crazy, like, you know, it's not easy being a parent, let alone, well, a mom, I say that. It's not easy being any parent, but, you know, a mom, and then let alone you're a young mom, and you got all these other things going on with you, and just crazy, you know. And the video for that song was pretty dope, man. I swear it was a dope video. Real visual, you know, visual art, visual, real, just, yeah, you know what it is, man. It was real crazy. You know, behind that we had the homie J Real the Realist with My Heart. You know what I mean? So go shoot him a little tweet on Twitter, @JRealTheRealist, @DARealist. You know what I mean? And shoot him a tweet, tell him I sent you. That's my boy, that's family. You know what I mean? You know, behind that we had the Archways by @SunsetTerrace, you know. So, you know, we trying to follow a little pattern here. We playing music, you know, basically samba, because the world is at a real bad place right now, man. I just want to take this time out to pray, you know, for the world and people in it, you know what I mean? We gotta do better, people. But even behind that, like I said, salute and shout out to all the moms to be, wink wink. You know what I mean? It is, you know what it is. Man, it's crazy. I'm sitting here looking at the storyline. You know, if you've been under a rock, or you've been out of touch with everything lately, you don't know what's going on. You know, and I'm going to get into it a little bit later on in the show. But, man, the boy, the cat Ariel Castro out of Cleveland, man, he kidnapped these girls. He had them for 10 years, you know what I mean, up in his place, man. It's just crazy, man. Like, just God's your children, man. God's your women, God's your children, you know what I mean. You can't never be too overbearing of a parent, man. Seriously, man, it's real. You can't never be too involved in your kids' lives. You can't never be too, don't feel like you're too, I'm too there in my child. I need my child to have something. Nah, your child don't need no space. Your child gets space when they get 18, you know what I mean, and get the hell out on their own, you know what I mean? That's real. But, yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. Right now, man, we just saluting the mom, you know what I mean, and you know, paying respects, you know. I want to give a shout-out to my queen, just pushed out my little big head son. Not even 2 weeks ago, you know, pushed my second little big head son out, you know what I mean. And that little dude, he's trying to crawl and hold his head up, man, and he's only 2 weeks, man. He's getting it in, though. You know what I mean, with the neck muscles, neck exercising and all that. So he getting it in, man. But I want to salute her, man. Salute, you know, rest in peace, and salute my mom, you know, for pushing my big head behind out till I couldn't fit, and then they had to cut her open. But that's another story, you know what I mean. Shout out to, you know, Shout out to my boy Tony Lyrics. You know, he got two baby moms, you know what I'm saying? And they push them little kids out, man, and they taking care of the kids and doing what they do, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to my peoples, you know, Diesel, you know what I'm saying? He got two kids, man. Shout out to my sister. You know what I mean? She's a mom. Man, just all the moms, man. Diva's a mom, too. You know, shout out to Diva. You know what I mean? Diva's probably the hardest working mama I ever met in life. You know what I mean? Because she be getting it in. She be working hard as I don't know what, man. She on the radio. She got a J-O-B. You know what I mean? She's a mom. She's a mom or whatever, you know. And, man, I take my hat off to her. She's the real, you know. And well wishes to her, man. Hope she, you know, feel a little bit better. Man, who else, man? Just, man, there's so many moms, man. My mom, my mother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? I happen to be blessed to have to, like, be married to a chick. And then, like, the mother-in-law is actually kind of cool with me. Like, she don't even really be getting on me like most mother-in-laws do. You know, which is crazy, man. Like, I feel like I'm one of the lucky ones, man. Cause yeah, it could get real out there where that's concerned. You know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to her, man. She's a mom. You know, she just be. I think she be trying to do too much, but you know, I'm gonna keep my opinions to myself. You know what I mean? And man, just all the moms, man. I can't really think right now. You know. Man, it's crazy. You know, and shout out to all the chicks that's looking to be a mom. But it's gonna come in due time. Just don't try to work beyond God's time, man. Just let it come, man. You know, God, put yourself in a position. Get yourself in a position to where your kid's gonna be happy, safe, you know, sanctified and raised in the right environment, and then, you know what I mean, it'll come, definitely, you know what I'm saying, take it from me, my personal experience, you know what I mean, just, it's gonna come, just when God's looking at you, saying, you right for this, you know, you ready for that promotion, bling, bling, there's your child, you know what I mean, bada bing, you feel me, man, you know, what else, man, well, we gonna get in, yeah, let me, because I'm drawing a blank with these moms concerned, we gonna get into, you know, a little bit of news, you know what I mean, we are actually in the process of expanding, you know, we doing good, big, powerful things over here, so we gonna actually expand it up a little bit, you know what I mean, and we gonna move up to two more shows, so we gonna actually do four, we working on broadcasting four shows a week. You know what I mean? So that's big news right there for us, man. Just, you know, Diva, like I said, shout out to Diva. I can't salute her enough. She be getting it in. You know what I mean? She be doing her thing, and, you know, she making it happen out here. So, you know, we're going to pick up a show on Saturday, and we're going to pick up a show on Sunday. I'm sorry, we got a show on Saturday. We're going to pick up a show on Sunday, and we're going to pick one up on Monday, you know. So, you know, that's going to be big when we get that popping off. You know, that's going to be big. Stay tuned. We're going to let you know, of course, you know, when it's going down. So, you know, it's in the works. Just keep your eyes and ears open. You know what I mean? We're going to let you know when it go down. And that's what it is, man. You know, the Lord is blessing us over here. The Lord is doing exceedingly abundantly and beyond, so praise him, keep him up, raise him up, you know what I'm saying, glorify his name. On that note, man, let's get into a little bit of a music break here, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm feeling a little, we had a little samba opening up, shout out to the moms and all of the women in the dire situations and whatnot, I'm gonna hold all my prayers for you, hold your head, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just make sure you don't let the situation, you know, you don't succumb to that situation. You don't give in, you know what I'm saying? There's better things coming, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into a little bit of a music break real quick, you know what I mean? So I can pay some bills, you know what I'm saying? But let's get into this De La Soul, man. Me, myself, and I. You already know.
Me, myself, and I.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. Three, I was on my own, a crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would not be to the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First, just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, I was so hard. Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle, so I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I was all in luck, I fought my children. I didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing. Life was so hard for me, but I was all in luck, I fought my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Always come before a man, and I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder, y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it, that's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, deed is all unconditionally, and that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just want to be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so hard for me.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
I chose, I no longer doubt. can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say never give up, I said I'm trying to, easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Lord man, have faith, move a mountain, long as God's on your side, the enemies to your doubt. Believe you can achieve what you dream, cause when you look back, it never was really as hard as it seemed. Who told you that you had to sell drugs to rap? Who told you that a college degree was just some paper on a plaque? But how you gonna do that when you think you're too dumb, or you're trying to do the things that everybody else does just to be accepted? Cause you're not good enough, but you're great enough. All you need is a little trust and some confidence. You the best you can be. Soon as you stop doubting, you'll see what I see. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt. They used to say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say never give up, I say I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like I'm you. Girl, you can do it all, intelligent and beautiful. Heaven sent angels so far from the usual. The men try to tell you that your place is in the kitchen, how you should be a housewife, but you ain't gotta listen. You would make a good wife, but Lord, man, in the first verse, all you gotta do is stay true and let your words work. You can be the next Maya Angelou, the next Oprah, the next Lisa Leslie, the next Roxy Rosa. Reach for your goals and surpass them. And any other females wanna hate, don't join them, just outclass them. And the boys gon' respect you even more, cause you ain't have to use sex to score. You ain't have no doubt. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt. This is my life, and it can get crazy sometimes. They say there's no church in the wild, but I'm saved, and it feels good. I'm just like you, we're one and the same. Oh yeah, we struggle, and I've been naive, which led me to battle a war. And people have tried to knock me down along the way, like my deadbeat father. It's like the portrait of life, I can't doubt, or I would never find the answer. I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
Yeah, I just seen what he just did there. Like, he like, put, you know what I'm saying, all of the titles of the songs in the little outro in the joint. Yeah, that was tight. Yeah, that was my boy at Official AP. You know what I'm saying? My man, Official AP Music Superb, AP Music Superb, whatever you want to call him, man. He's still the same dude. But that was Doubts, you know what I'm saying, which was co-written by yours truly, the boy Space AJ. So, you know, support that. It's good music, man. You know, it's uplifting. It's positive. Support him. Go follow him on Twitter at Official AP. A as in Apple, P as in Paul. Yeah, it's that simple. You know, before that, you know, we had my man Lyndon Greer, you know what I'm saying, from DMV Staffing. You can follow him on Twitter at LGSTIME. You know, and I mean, I guess Diva was on the show after all for, you know, the commercial. yeah, man, yeah. But, man, just, you know, follow all my peoples. Follow my boy Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? DOPEAZZMUZIK. No S's, no C's. You know what I mean? That's my boy, that's fam, Dope Ass. You know what I mean? He produced this joint right here we listening to, but, you know, he also produced, you know what I'm saying, this next record I'm about to get into. It's called We Came to Party, which is off his Thanksgiving Massacre mixtape, you know what I'm saying. Features me, my boy Tony Lyric, and the kid, and the homie Mac Twain. You know, shout out to the West, you know, shout out to Bay Area, Oakland, man, shout out to Dope. Let's get into it. digital shopping, man. I can, for real, do it. Do it. You know, get out my chat room, get off my line, get off the show, go do your Mother's Day shopping ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's your baby mom and you don't even really get along with her like that, man. It's just, you know, it's one day out the year, man. Put your pride on the left. You know, move your pride to the left, and just, you know, do what you gotta do. Suck it up, do what you do. You know what I mean? And holler at your Hallmark or something. Holler at your CVS, your Walmart, and get you a card or something, you know, because, you know, motherhood is important. You know what I mean? Whether you want to, you know, admit it or not, you know, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, motherhood is important. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, you know, they need that. It's a lot of women out here that are really underappreciated, you know, for what they do on a day-to-day, you know, dealing with our kids. It's crazy, man. Just, you know, suck it up. One day out the year, man. Do it. On another note, you know, a very tragic situation, you know what I'm saying, in Cleveland. A guy by the name of Ariel Castro has just been discovered that he was harboring and kidnapped and was harboring, raped, beat, whatever, you know, you name it, he did it to three, at the time they was, you know, adolescent, you know, young girls. I believe one of them, I heard that she was 14 years old, had him for 10 years, it's been a decade, you know what I'm saying, and they finally, it's out in Cleveland, the police finally found these girls in this man's house, you know, locked away. He basically took him prisoner for 10 years, you know what I mean, like, had him up, you know, locked upstairs or in the basement, you know, had him, you know, just in the house. So I hope they stone his ass. I can't even lie. I hope they stone that dude, man. But yeah, man. I think it's real tragic, you know. Just real tragic. And the reason why I use the word tragic is because this is happening, and like people was around him, and they say, well, I seen him, and he looked suspicious. You know, he was carrying McDonald's home every day, like $30 worth of McDonald's every day. And it's just like, you know, I mean, I say that to say this. Know your surroundings, people. You know what I mean? You know where your kids are, you know what I'm saying? Know your surroundings. Know what's going on around you, you know what I mean? Like, I give you a prime example. I live next door to a dude, you know what I'm saying? His name is Robert Bell. Oh, well, I don't want to put all this information, but his name Robert Bell. I done said it's government. I live next door to the dude, you know what I mean? He got a, you know, he got a nice little rapport with him. He's a cool dude. When I see him, every time I come home or whatever, I see him, you know what I mean? I pull up, he walk across the lawn, you know what I mean? He greet me and all that, and we, you know, slap hands and everything like that. And you know, we just get to talking and just talk, you know, just. And some people, man, it's crazy. You don't even do that. Like, you don't know your neighbor's name. You don't talk to him. You know what I mean? You're there, and then they're there, you know what I mean? You see him at his mailbox, he see you at your mailbox, but you, other than that, you don't have no other interaction, you know what I mean? Or if I'm out back, I'm on my deck, and something like that, you know, and I peek over the fence. Now, don't get it twisted, I'm not stalking this dude, but I peek over my fence, and I see the homie, he got a pool, he might be cleaning his pool, he might be in his garden planting some flowers or something like that. Just know your surroundings. Know what you got going on around you, you know, and vice versa. He know what we got going on our side of the fence, you feel me? You got to know your surroundings, man, because, like, you know, I find it very just crazy that this man would keep these girls for 10 years, you know what I mean, and nobody even thought, you know what I mean? Like, his daughter used to come over the crib, you know, come over his crib or whatever, and you know, she like, well, I want to go see my old bedroom. He's like, nah, that's all, you know, it's junky, girl, you don't want to do that, you know what I mean? So it's like, how do you, you know, not know that this is going on, you feel me? Like, if you around this person often enough, you know what I mean? Let me take a caller, you know what I'm saying? We at 972, we going to holler at you about the situation. What's going on?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Boom Boom Boom, Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. What it do, JB?
Man, what's going on, man? You know, happy pre-Mother's Day. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you got the kid, too, so you just like the mother.
Hey, here we go. Shout out to all the dads that don't babysit their kids, that actually raise their kids.
Man, you know I know what it is. I gotta be there 365 days. Well, actually 366, cause every year is a leap year for me. You know what I mean? 366 days a year, I'm with my boys. So, you know, shout out to everybody that actually be with their kids, man, and don't just let the check, you know, represent your input. You know what I mean?
But hey, I'm listening to what you're talking about. You know, And here's the thing. And I completely agree. What's wrong with a lot of us parents or adults nowadays is we walk around with blinders because we want to mind our own damn business. Well, it is your business because it's your surroundings. So if you got kids and you don't know who your kids' friends are, that means you're not doing your job as a parent. You're saying, anytime my kids have somebody come into my house, hey, who's your mama? Who's your daddy? Get them on the phone. Hey, you know your kid's over here. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. Hey, come pick him up from over here. Let me see what you look like. You know what I'm saying? It's on it. I do everything on the very first time meeting a kid because if anything pop off and I see it in the future and I don't see his mom and dad picking him up, I see the next dude, I'll be like, hey, bro, who are you? I know who your parents look like, but you ain't them. What's happening? Oh, well,
exactly.
They ain't picking you up. All right, come on, roll with me. We good. Like, it's my business. Because if you interact with my kid, that means you interact with me, and it takes a village to raise a child. That's just me.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I mean, I was watching like CNN yesterday with my boys and whatnot. We was watching CNN, and I mean, they had a dude on there. He was like, "Yeah, I seen them kidnap this girl." Like, she was walking home from school, and you know, he just rolled up and snatched her up and whatnot, and you know, he bucked the U and almost hit my car, and I chased him for like 10 lights and whatnot, and he got away, and I went to the police and all that. He was like, yeah, they was walking home, and I'm like, well, how do you be walking home by yourself, you know what I mean, and this is Cleveland you talking about, so, you know, I'm like, you know, why is your kids walking home from school in 2013 by themselves, you know what I mean, you should have a group of girls. Or especially if it's a girl, come on now, a group of girls.
They gotta be in packs.
You can't snatch them all.
They just a bunch of gang members. Yeah, you a whole bunch of gang members together from school. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I understand some parents can't be there for their kids because they're working. But you gotta set your kids up to be in the best situation to protect themselves. They gotta be by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like I never took the same route home from school. You know, so I had at least four different routes when I was walking home from school, you know, just in case a bully, a pedophile, it don't matter. I got four routes to get home, and I don't take the same route every day. So, you know what I'm saying? That was just me. But my dad set me up like that.
Man, I find it hard to really wrap my mind around, like, you know, just that, you know what I mean, like how you let your kid walk home by themselves, you know what I mean, and even if you know, you working and whatnot, but you know, like you said, you know, four of your daughter's friends or whatever that walk home with them, like you get with the other parents, and you sit down and you say, okay, this is what we going to do, all of our kids need to walk home together, you know what I mean, it don't never need to be a problem, you know, we had sleepovers or whatever, I'm going to get to know you and whatever, because, you know, if something happened with your kid, I'm going to step in and play the parent, the citizen's parent, so to speak, you know what I mean, I'm going to step in and do that. Then, like I said, the other thing is, you know, you got neighbors that's saying, well, I seen this dude bringing like $30 worth of McDonald's home like every day. You know what I mean? He was always at his crib. Like even when he was like in between working, he would be at his crib, and for like 15 minutes he'd leave back out. The daughter was coming in. She was like, I visit him and whatnot, and you know, he said I can't go to certain parts of the house and whatnot. And I'm like, this has been 10 years. You can't go to your bedroom. It's like for 10 years you can't go to your bedroom. You know what I mean? Or you can't go in the basement.
They knew something was up. See, that's the thing. Your gut tells you something is up. And for all those people that are I didn't know anything. You fucking lie. And you just as responsible as this man because you prepared. There's no way that I could be a neighbor to somebody for 10 years and not know shit about them. Like, all my neighbors here saying, I go to their house. We have, you know, nightcaps and play dominoes. I know my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know my neighbors. So it's like, if you don't know your neighbors, number one, you're not doing your job as a citizen of your community. And second of all, if you are a relative of the man, how do you not know that something's going on? It's like, yeah, for 10 years? Really? You just didn't want to see it. Or you just wanted to allow him to do whatever he was doing. Or you were scared for your own life. You was like, oh my God, well, if he's crazy enough to kidnap these people, what is he crazy enough to do with me?
And your kids. Your kid, yeah. You next door to him, you never know. Your kid gets snatched up, he right next door the whole time. You ain't know all because you ain't want to get to know your neighbor. You know what I mean? Other than watching him come home every day, you know what I mean? You ain't never want to talk to the dude, find out what he like. Like I said, you know, my man, shout out to Mr. Bell. You know, I rap to him, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, my man, me and my man so tight, you know what I mean? We got the same damn cars. Like, he got a Suburban, I got a Suburban on dub. You know what I mean? We both got Lincolns. We got two Lincolns. He got a Lincoln, I got a Suburban. He got a Lincoln, a Suburban. They both on dubs, you know what I'm saying? He had a 300, you know what I mean? And he traded it in. I just got my 300. Like, we get the same cars. You know what I mean? We drink the same stuff. Like, you know, that's how tight me and my man is. You know what I mean? He had pool parties or whatever. I'd be in there, you know, drowning in the deep end. But, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to get to know your neighbors, man. You know, I know his daughter, you know, she had fundraisers and stuff at her school. We buy candy from her. I mean, you know, get to know your neighbors. You know what I mean? Talk to them. Find out what they like. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that if something was to happen, that's the first thing I'm going to point is his direction. You know what I mean? But you don't want to be sitting there, like, out in the daylight, you know what I'm saying, just blind as hell. Like, I don't know what's going on. And all this time, your kid got snatched up. They right next door screaming your name because they know where they at. They know how close proximity they are to their house. But you not doing the detective work, knowing what's going on around you, to be a good parent, to be functional.
Yeah, no doubt. And hey, Jay, you know, Diva, hollered at me about certain videos on my page.
Oh yeah, man. You know, Diva got crusade against the twerk teams, twerkology, and you know. The active twerking, you know what I mean? She got a crusade against that. So, you know, without me getting too far to the left or to the right, because I'm not a political dude, yeah, that's about it, man. She just, you know, she feel like, yeah, women objectifying themselves is a problem.
You know what I mean? But, hey, this is what I told her. I said, you know, I put a lot of positive stuff on my page. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then I support everything. If you want to do something, I might not agree with it. But, hey, if there's some beauty or there's some art in it, I'll post it. You know what I'm saying? You know, now the ratchet, the super ratchet ones, I don't. But if it has some elegance or some type of, you know what I'm saying, beauty to it, I'm going to put it on my page. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's beauty. A woman's body is beautiful. And now the way she's exploiting it, is it beautiful? No, but if she does it in an artistic way, I'ma support it. That's just dope ass music.
Man, he said that booty was moving kind of beautifully. It was a renaissance.
Yeah.
That joint was moving.
Yeah.
It was a workout. It was poetry in motion. I feel you, man. Just, you know, I think what it boiled down to is you have a lot of women that, you know, this is how they make their living and whatnot. You know what I mean? You have some women where, you know, they are part of the art, you know, of portraying or selling an image or you know, trying to, you know, just like I kind of liken a lot of it to just like acting. You know what I mean? I'll give you an example. Me and my queen, me and my lady, we get into it a lot because, you know, I make music, and sometimes the music or whatever is a little, you know, derogatory, or whatever you want to call it, or it caters to a certain fan base. And my analogy for her is Denzel. He plays a crooked cop in Training Day. Denzel's not a crooked person, you know what I mean? Or you know, you look at Training Day versus John Q. You know what I mean? Two completely different types of people. It's just a portrayal or display of how flexible you are, how versatile you are to be able to go one way or to the other, all the way left, all the way right. You know, it's a display of your versatility. So I say that to say this, I respect where she's coming from a woman's standpoint, because a lot of these women objectifying themselves and their bodies, which I can't go for, I can't stand for at all. But I also understand that some women are doing it, you know, and it is a level of art to it. At some points, they are doing, like, for example, I can't remember which one, but Kendrick Lamar had a video not too long ago where he had the nice looking joint standing next to the car, and she was kind of, you know, she was doing her thing, you know what I mean? And it was all part of that vision, that visual that he was trying to set up, you know what I mean? That he was painting a picture of the song, and he was talking about the girl in the song, I think, you know what I mean? And it was a dope video to me, you know what I mean? It was pretty dope, and Kendrick's a dope artist. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. But you know, I think sometimes, you know, where a female, especially with Diva being as proud of a female as she are with her heritage and everything, I think a lot of times the females it's insulting, because you look at the girl in Kendrick's video, but then you also look at the other side of it, which is like these girls that post these homemade, like, I sat the camera on my kitchen counter and I'm just walking around just doing my thing or whatever, and because, you know, I go to work in the strip club and ain't nobody throwing dollars at me, so I'll get these YouTube views and whatnot and try to make it that way. Like, you know, it's an ugly little look. It's an ugly business, you know what I'm saying? And you know what it is, man. You know what I mean? You know what it is. I can't get into the science of it without putting somebody in the headlock or whatever. So, I mean, but you know what it is, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's like, you know, I don't like how, you know, with women when they exploit themselves for monetary reasons. Because don't exploit yourself for money. If you're going to do something, do it because you love to do it and that's what you want to do. And if you get paid to do it, then, hey, you're getting paid for what you love. But, I mean, do I agree with women exploiting themselves for money? No, because you're better than that. But at the end of the day, you're an adult and it's your choice. You know what I'm saying? So I always go back to basketball. Everybody played basketball for a reason, because they love to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. Should be the same thing with rap. If you got into the rap game to make money, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to last very long. But if you got into the rap game because you love it and people are paying you for your love and your passion, then you'll last forever. So that's what it do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can definitely respect that, because I be trying to hoop it up a little bit, you know what I mean? And I'm not by far going to the NBA no time soon. Not with this ankle. Not with this joint. I'm not going nowhere near no NBA, you know what I mean? I can't. Nate Robinson can dunk. I can't. But you know what I mean? So it's not happening, you know. But I love the game of basketball, though. I play it, you know what I mean? When I get out there, I'm going to play as if it means something to me. You know what I mean? Because I want to win that game, even though ain't nobody paying me for it. I want to win that game, though. I don't want to come up off the court. You know, we playing 11. I don't want to lose. I hate losing. You know what I mean? Naturally, I hate losing. And that's just, you know, when you love what you do, you know, and money don't even matter when you love what you do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, most definitely, man. I just, you know, I think that, you know, and don't get it twisted, I ain't taking nobody's side on this, you know what I mean? But I respect everybody's side. That's how I'm coming with it. I respect all sides, you know what I'm saying? And I think that Diva is, you know, that's her name. She's a diva, you know. She feels queen, you know, she feels elegant, royalty, you know, and all of these women should feel the same. In her eyes, they should all feel the same way. They should feel like they're more better and more royal than to be objectifying they body on the internet. But the sad truth is, a lot of these women are not royalty. You know, it's the ongoing debate. You know what I mean? Of as a matter of fact, it's another conversation or whatever that, you know, I have with my queen. You know, I don't think that everybody's meant to go to heaven. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, it's people put here that's not meant to be going to heaven. You know, not everybody's supposed to go. Some of us are definitely going to hell. God know that in advance. Some of these women are not meant to be a queen, ever. You know what I mean? They meant to just, that's why they got blessed with that, you know, package that they got, you know, or they got blessed with that doctor that shot them up with the silicone or, you know, shot them up with the cement, whatever. You know what I mean? That's how they got that package. But some of these women are not meant to be queens. They're not meant to be somebody's wife, you know, or somebody's, you know, they meant to be just another woman, you know what I mean? And I think that's the way God intended it for to be. Now, do I agree that he wants them objectifying themselves? No, but I know he knows already in advance that this is what's going to happen. And that's how these women are going to portray, are going to be put out there, put themselves out there. Now, a positive or a bright light to the situation. You look at Melissa Ford, she put her body on display. Use it, got a college degree, got a business. Now she ain't even got to do that no more. She ain't even got to work. Melissa Ford don't even work no more. She done made so much damn money in the industry. Like, so, you know, if you using that, if you using your God-given abilities to advance yourself, you know what I mean, and that's what God blessed you with, you know, I can respect that. But a lot of these women just be on the treadmill with it, you know what I mean? They be on the hamster wheel, just running, not going anywhere, putting themselves out there, putting their body out there, not going anywhere, not bettering themselves, not even feeding their kids, you know what I mean? They doing all these twerking videos with their kids starving, you know what I mean? Not even got no food or no clean clothes on. So, I mean, I say that to say this, you know, ladies, I mean, I love ladies, I love they beautiful, you know, I feel like black women, you know, are probably the most beautiful species on the planet, you know what I mean? But, man, it's crazy, just, you know, if you're not using your body, if you gotta do that, you know, that should be like the last resort, for one thing. If you're not using your body to advance yourself, to take care of your kids, to better yourself, to, you know, move up, basically, then I just, you know, I'm not going to knock where you at, just get the hell away from me. That's all I'm going to say about that, man. It is what it is, man, but we're going to take another music break, man. I'm going to get back into some more dope, man. Dope got a lot of stuff in, man. We just played that RNS. That's that RNS. I'm going to let Dope tell you about that, but follow Dope on Twitter. Dope Ass Music, no S, no C, like I said before. It's DOPEAZZMUZIK. Follow his boy Bugs Bazaar. I think that's spelled a little more conventional. you know what I mean? Man, that's a little bit more conventional for you.
Hey, no
Bugs
doubt.
Bazaar,
hey.
Dope Bazaar Music. They whole family, follow all of them.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, shout out to everybody that took the time out to listen or download the, you know, California Gangsta Paradise mixtape. Shout out to my man J.R. Smooth for hosting it for me. You know what I'm saying? It's doing lovely. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the support. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's a culmination of you know my big journey. You know what I'm saying? My man J. Big's been there since the very first mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The growth is always necessary, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everybody that supports me, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say, man. And that RNS, that's you know, I'm so sick of hearing the conventional love songs from rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't express yourself in a very elegant way to a woman or express your feelings in a rap song, don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? How many times you gonna say, hey, girl, I wanna fuck you, girl, I want, you know what I'm saying, I want you to, you know, go down on me. You know, at the end of the day, you're degrading your woman, you know what I'm saying? Talk to her and tell her your feelings, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know the words, buy your ass a dictionary or a thesaurus. Mm. Hell, get you a Cyrano. Get you a ghostwriter.
He said a Cyrano de Bergerac. Get you a Cyrano. Oh man, that's funny. Get you a Cyrano.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I mean?
Man, get you a Cyrano.
Where did that one come from? Hey, y'all, shout out to the new drops. Shout out to the new drops.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them, man. I'm playing around trying to figure out what's what. You already know what it is, man. We gonna do, dope ass. That's my family, you know what I'm saying? We gonna call it, you know, the latest and the greatest. We gonna get into it. It's like biting off of MTV. We gonna call this the latest and the greatest. We got two dope ass tracks. One is the latest joint from California. One is a little more. You know, we'll put it like this. We gonna show that growth that dope ass was talking about. We're gonna start out with the California boy. Check the license plate. You feel me? Let's go.
Your boy DBD's back in the building. This is going on my mixtape. DBD, DOPE, Mr. Googleable.
I'm a California boy. Check my license.
No S's, no C's. Westside, stand up.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, coffee filling the breeze. Quick, got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics with these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California's the spot, whether you like it or not. Where the suns and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We might have been cruising a paint, we abuse game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose, on alarm, no snooze, so we win on the west. Never second best, going four of the ring, so that full press we bring. Pushing cans of V8, that's only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling, loving the feeling. Wanting a million, willing and dealing the women, so appealing. Chance of paradise is murder, as we constantly killing. Best or a must, then killing Cali, we constantly bust. It's in the surf. In the turf, and also God we trust. It's a wild west, lift your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the wild, wild west, baby.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, coffee filling the breeze. Quick, got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar stacking automatics with these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
We pushing the zone, slow down for the cone. Watch out for the backdoor cuts, pick and rolls. Leave you leaking from the nose. Cheerleaders on the side, never trusting them hoes. It's a hard wood out here, killing instincts on the court. Blood sport, so the last shot, oh I got wet. Net, I never came to fear. Shot clock, tick, tick, ticking. You better pay attention. Take out the best player with my D's, it's a present. Send the shit back, off the shots, cause we shoot back. Shot when I play, gripping the spot. Black mama on the mama, assassination plot. Start not when I cock, leap like clock. Jamaica style, stupid. Who knew it won the game, takes back to back game. Take the rest for the West, playoffs only for the best. Primetime, main lines, nothing but gang.
I'm a California boy, take my license plate.
So now you know how we do it on the west, baby.
Take my license plate.
I'm about to get real smooth on you right now. Hold on.
I'm a California boy. Take my license plate.
California. But whether you like it or not, where the sun's and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We mob and cruise in the paint we abuse. Game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose, on alarm to snooze. So we win on the west, never second best. Going for the ring, so that will press we bring. Pushing cans of V8, that's the only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling. Loving the feeling, wanting a million, willing and dealing the women so appealing. Gates of paradise is murder, and we constantly killing. Fifth or a must, then killing Kelly, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, and also God we trust. It's the Wild West, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the Wild Wild West, y'all.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LG's Time. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Right there, that's that R&S, you know what I mean? That's real nook.
you know. And before that, we had the greatest, you know, the old dope, you know what I'm saying, the California boy, check my license plate, you know what I mean? So big shout out to Dope Ass, you know, we the only show out there, I think, that play all this dope ass music, you know what I mean, that nobody else, everybody else probably got it, but they just like, man, we don't play that stuff, man. But yeah, man, that's Dope Ass, you know what I mean?
Hey, Big, just so you know, don't nobody else got that. You the only one that got that RNS. You the only one that got that go ahead. You the only one that got that game time. So you know what I'm saying? I say specific music strictly for you and Diva because the platform that you guys own, it supports that. And for anybody that's real, even though I hashtag the RNS, you know what I'm saying? Because it's real, because it is real stuff. But at the end of the day, if you listen to it, you know, if you know anything about your Bible, pick your Bible up. You'll hear a lot of Bible references in there. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, definitely.
And you'll hear the passion and conviction of what I'm expressing to this other person. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't put that on certain platforms. So, salute to y'all on Step Your Game Up, and shout out to Frontline Fridays for allowing me to make music that I can actually, you know, give to y'all and put on a great platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I like to party. Yeah, I like to talk to kids. But every now and then, you know what I'm saying, I need to be, you know, deep and in-depth. And I know that you appreciate a song like RNS because you're a man that know your scripture. So I appreciate stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man. Speaking of scripture, man, I'm going to take this time out. You know, we're in the second hour of the show. Let me remind everybody out there to call in the show at 347-850-1521 and press that one button and be heard. Speaking of the scripture, man, we are actually the worst. Diva's out for the day. She's out sick. You know what I mean? She had to call in, take a sick day. We're going to actually, in the process of expanding, so we're going to expand. We're going to pick up two more shows on D-Spot Radio. So, you know, Step Your Game Up Saturday is going to be joined by a Sunday show and a Monday show. So we're going to actually move up to four shows. Sunday show, we're going to have a spiritual show. I forget what she said she was going to name it. But, you know, we're going to actually pick up a spiritual show for Sundays, you know, coming up. And we're going to pick up a Monday show dedicated, you know, specifically to, that's more for the women, you know what I'm saying? That's your own little slice of, you know, Oxygen or Open Fantasy Network or something, Lifetime Radio or something like that. You know, hosted by your girl Diva Ebony B. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. You know, we got two more shows coming up. We picking up. So, in addition to the Frontline Fridays for the artists that want to showcase their musical talent, and Step Your Game of Saturdays for the career builders and entrepreneurs. So, you know, God is blessing us. We're doing beautiful things over here, exceedingly abundantly, reaching the masses and expanding and building our communities. So, yo, be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled and your nose open for that. That's coming down the pipeline. You know, we just finalizing the details on it. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, no doubt, man. You're saying it's always beautiful to see. You know, when a show continues to grow because of the blessings that are placed upon it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I like most about you and Diva is y'all are brilliant. You know what I mean? A lot of times I deal with a lot of people that are products, but they're not brands. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're a rapper, you're a product. But if you're a label, that means you're a brand. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, you know, and so that's the biggest difference. I like to associate with other brands. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no products. I want to grow the brand.
Definitely. And speaking of brands, you know what I'm saying, in addition to our show, you know, go check out a Dope Ass Show every Monday night. You know what I'm saying? It's on Blast Your Thoughts Radio. It's called Team No Filter, No Filter Radio. Check out that show as well, you know what I mean? If you're not a female and you're not listening to the mommy show that we got coming up on Monday, check out that No Filter show. You know what I mean? That's what dope ass my boy, Big Do Fan 99 Cuzzo, you know what I'm saying? So check that show out. You know, they be going crazy on that show. They be doing some crazy things on there. And you know, it's real fun, real exciting. Also, you know what I'm saying? Check out, crap, I just had a brain fart. Check out Next to Blow Radio as well. You know, my girl Queen T, you know what I'm saying? Check her out. We had her on there 2 weeks ago. On the interview promoting her show. So check her out, you know what I'm saying? I think we like one of the only stations out there. We get other station hosts and stuff to come on our show and promote they. Like, you know, we ain't competing with nobody over here. It's Diva Spy Radio, man. We ain't compete with nobody. We all trying
team
to.
Team never hating. Team never hating. I'm good for saying that. Team never hating. We don't hate on shit. Because at the end of the day, it's just going to make us all look good and it's all going to help us win. That's all that matters.
Exactly. At the end of the day, man, it's about y'all. It's about the artists. It's about the entrepreneurs and giving y'all a platform. The more radio stations that you can be on and the more, you know, exposure you're going to get, the more your product is going to grow. And how is you going to get on all these stations if we're not networking from station to station with each other? As stations, we got to network with each other, you know what I mean, and work together. Not just for the sake of our own businesses, but for the sake of these people that are trying to depend on us, you know what I mean? And I say that, I bring another example. You know me, I don't throw no names out there, nobody personally that I know of, you know. But there's a couple of stations, you know, I'm sending my stuff around, my music, you know, I'm sending music around, or I'm on a station once or twice. And, you know, I ain't going to say old girl name or whatever, but... You know, Shotty, I mean, if you hear me, you know, take my advice. You so isolated up there, baby. You so isolated. You only dealing with the artists that's in your city, and you ain't crisscrossing this nation. You ain't networking with none of the other stations that's on Blog Talk. You're not doing anything but giving Philadelphia a platform to really jump up, and you got probably 100 Philly artists on your station. What about the DMV? What about California? What about Seattle? What about Alabama, where Blast is at? You know what I'm saying? What about Minnesota, where Queen T is at? You know what I mean? Florida, ATL. What about those? You know what I mean? Don't isolate yourself, baby. Expand, 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 expand. Get some other stations on your station. You feel me? And that's all I'm going to say about that. I think I done... She know who she is, man. I ain't gonna put her name out there. I ain't know.
You already know. You already know, J-Big. Hey, when anybody come on this on my show, it's like this, bro. Y'all family. You know what I'm saying? I never hate. You can tell me about your show. You can tell me about whatever you do. It's all good, because at the end of the day, you ain't gonna stop my shine, and I'm not gonna hate on yours. So, you know what I'm saying? Because the only one that can stop it is the man upstairs. So, man, we team never hating. We want to support everybody that's doing something positive, because it's going to make our community better. So, man, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you, JP, because, you know, we like-minded brothers around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Definitely. I'm going to take this time to shout out my sponsors, you know what I mean, because they the ones that's paying my bills and all that. Shout out to my man, Lyndon Greer, over at dmvstaffing.com. That's DMV. As in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where we are, you know, where I am, I mean, I'm sorry, where I am, they're actually based out of here as well. Go to dmvstaffing.com, you know, if you're looking for employment opportunities or you're looking to advance, you know, and gain skills to help you advance in your employment opportunities, or if you just, hell, if you're looking to just get paid to tweet, I think I say that more than anything, you get paid to tweet over there, so go check them out. It's dmvstaffing.com. Or follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter, LGSTIME. Also, shout out to my girl, Denia Designs For You, you know what I mean? My other sponsor, you know what I mean? She does jewelry. She got man jewels and women jewels. She got some jewels. Get some jewels from her. They real, real stylish jewelry, you know what I mean? And real affordable, you know what I mean? And matter of fact, you talking about Mother's Day, man. Go get some jewels from her for your woman for Mother's Day, man. You want to run up in Zales and run your credit, and the credit that you don't have, by the way. And, you know, you going to run your credit sky high, messing with K and Zales, trying to get that kiss and all that. Every kiss begin with K and all that crap. Go to Denia Designs. Get you some real you know, prices is real affordable. You're talking about like $50 for you know, a nice little necklace for your lady. Come on. Where you gonna get a jewel, like a real, not no knockoff, some real jewelry for $50? Come on, man. You probably spent that yesterday in promotions for your latest project, you know. Get your woman some jewels, man.
Hey,
but that's
hey,
Naya Designs for you. Follow her on Twitter at D-A-N-A-Y. Damn, her Twitter name is so hard to say. Denaya for you, D-A-N-A-Y-A-4-U. I'm working off my memory. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, follow me. I'm going to post it right now. I'm going to tweet it right now. Follow me on Twitter at SpaceLadiesJ. I do know my Twitter name. Go ahead, though. My fault.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I bought some. Shout out to my girl, Denaya. Shout out to her. I bought some jewelry from her. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's rocking her jewelry. You know what I mean? Shout out.
You got his daughter some jewels. That's what I see. Your baby girl can get laced. Everybody get laced from Denaya. That's what I'm talking about. All right, it's D-A-N-A-Y-A-D-D-4-U. Denaya, D-D-4-U. That's her Twitter. So follow her on Twitter. Hit her up on the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Just get some jewels for your woman. Shout out to the moms. Unfortunately, Denaya is not one, but I guess it's fortunate because then she got more time to make jewels. Denaya, no, I'm just messing with her. I always mess with her. She be messing with me. Talking about I don't know about the man jewels, so I be messing with her. But that's my girl, though. Shout out to her and you know, support her. She do music as well, so support her. I think she was on the original Dope mixtape. You know what I mean? On the Let Me Go Whoa track. You know what I mean? So support her music. Support her jewels. You know, she out of Chi-Town. You know, there you go, Chi-Town. You know, another demographic, another region you can target. That's not Philadelphia. Let me leave that girl alone. yeah, back to the situation with Ariel Castro, man. I just want to pull my heart out, my prayers out to them girls, man. You know, because that's gonna be an uphill journey for them. You know, it's been 10 years. I mean, you was locked up. They was locked up from teenage. Now they grown women. You know, they don't even know how to you know, move into society, how to live. You know what I mean? And whatnot. You know, I think one of these girls was having like had his baby or whatever, and you know, had a few other, you know, children that he made, you know, punched her in the stomach. She lost them. So you know, I mean, these. To be going through that horror for like 10 years and now you at home and you know, that's going to be a tough adjustment, you know what I mean? They got some work cut out for them, you know, going forward. So, man, my prayers go out to them, you know, and their families. And I just want to take the time right now to say, man, Cleveland Police Department, man, what's wrong with you people, man? Like, seriously, where y'all at, man? Like, I don't even want to say, where the F are y'all at, man? Like, I mean, just all I'm seeing on CNN is all the tips that came in regarding these missing girl cases or whatever. And it's like, y'all just, I don't know if you dropped the ball or, you know, I don't know what happened, but just good grief, man. In the words of Charlie Brown, good grief. I don't even know, man. I don't know.
Hey, man. Hey, no doubt, man. Hey, but I got to get you running, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know I support you. Shout out to my man, Jay Biggs. You know what I'm saying? Follow him at Space Age Jay. You know what I mean? And I'm coming on tonight, you know what I'm saying, about 7 your time. So I'm definitely get some of that, you know what I'm saying, some of that Jay Biggs in the rotation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to play yet, though. I don't know if I'm going to play for my brothers. I don't know if I'm going to play, you know what I'm saying, that I'm a monster. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to play, you know what I'm saying? You got so much on the switchboard, I don't know what I'm going to play. But shout out to my man, Jay Big.
Whatever you play, man, it's all right with me. It's all good music, man. Just, you know, thanks for supporting the boy. You know what I mean? We support Dope Ass, not just because Dope Ass support me, but we support Dope Ass because he's a real dude. You know what I mean? Just a real person. That's what we about over here, representing real people. you know, artists as people too, man. Not, I mean, I know we these larger than life celebrities that's on the TV screens and whatnot, but you know, behind all that, we real people with real lives, man. So, you know, support our music, man, and you know, I appreciate you chopping it up today, man.
Hey, no doubt. You already know I got your back. You know what I'm saying? Like a chiropractor. You know what I'm saying? We down like motorcycles on a Cadillac.
Oh, man. Funny dude. Yeah, definitely, man. We going to go out. We going to leave Dope Ass out. We going to take this music break real quick one more time. And we going to play. We can get a song by Sons of Terrence. It's called Tooth Decay. Tooth Decay, man. What is that? Like cavities and all that? Nah, it's a real funky little track, man. We going to get into it. All right, check it out.
Mommy, the candy man is here. The candy man is here. And we have treats for everybody.
It's so easy. They call me in when it's crunch time. Say they want to buy a ball, so mine's a fun side. Could be big, could be pop. I keep the warheads and that bazooka joke. Don't get the sippy pop. Bring it too nice. I like soldier fruit strike. Make your starburst drop the eye. Make your move. Y'all should call me Mr. Good Boss. Sorry, say good lord. Applehead, gray beard, cherry hair, diamonds. Ooh, those look orange. Dumb, dumb, a nerd. So what you think, mine? You a smarty, I get you a fistful of ring pop. Set up a hell of a ice breaking. If she the right flavor, I throw her a lifesaver. Your mama think it's happy and I'm not a sugar daddy. But I'm all with the money just to say some little honey. I'm talking chopping three.
This here kit will catch ya. Almond joy got nuts, but mounds don't got nuts. A Rolo, you stunt, yeah. You bonkers and run. Sour patches step back like Wonka balls, I'm fat. So cap candy pack 100 grand, that I'll rip that. Whatchamacallit, mix this, raisinets and cashew. Even Hershey will kiss it, till gingivitis get you. Dogs hanging like polo on your clothesline. So lifesaver your molars and your gum line. Catch Reese's and Teeth's, or all you butter fingers. Sweet pieces, believe it. Nutty good and plenty. Y'all lemon heads get laid on Goober's fun sway. Raw M&M's don't play, so watch the tooth decay.
So wrap that, it's the good.
Here's a fly higher than helicopters. Don't copy like my twin. This ain't no double mint. Be York peppermint patties. Why you just a junior man? So try as you may, but you can never match this. That's why those haters give us sour looks like some patch kids. But that's okay because they all got the duplicate. We pay day rappers. They got the bitch on layaway. And yo, I rap skills. Keep the grill looking fresh and clean. So all you milk the rappers, step up your oral hygiene.
So rap that, Mr. Good. Caramel.
daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that done watched you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all niggas dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all niggas gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
And I love this shit, and I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate don't wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach dogs. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright, if you use that brain that you got in your head, me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh, if you're on your job.
I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
One time, she want that, they want that, we all want a lot of bit of cash.
And have it last generation, and send my money self-destruction through disintegration. My checks bounce like basketballs, it's sold in a hole. I put up a prayer with no balance, it goes in a hole. I'm just trying to live well and down. I'm giving IOUs, cause I can't afford every voluntary. How this micro round piece of plastic carries the keys and casket, and can't reach and grab it like eggs in Easter baskets, which makes the interest grow. Add it to your principal, careful what you wish for, you just might get it. Better off with debit once it's gone and it's gone. Use that to your leverage, take that other one and shred it. So I live life embedded with curses and stay indebted, cause you can't take it with you. The funeral home, a ticket, grave robbery. This game sucks, plus we play horribly. The money train only came once, now it's starving me.
One time,
he won that.
One time, 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 one time
on. Want a lot of big cash. To cheat making records. To get a check and put some away for a rainy day to make my exit. Money ain't the root of all evil. Following flesh is. I see if eternal fires we rested. And doggy paddle just to stay afloat. Get my car repossessed. To rock my favorite coat. I pray I won't walk up in the club and buy some rock in the house. But no chases on my tab. I'm a snap under pressure. But where that lady go? Wish I had enough cash to throw it on my problems. Like here, then away they go. A ray of hope. I'm seeing when that statement say zero. But I make it grow. Let's buy out the mall and celebrate. But I'ma take it out the savings though. Buying pairs of Jordans since now I can afford it. But only if we wait a couple days to pay the mortgage. Long as I have kicks by the assortment. 200 or 300. I ain't worrying. Cash in abundance. One time, and wealth had a price. What would the number on your check be? I put a million zeros if you let me. How many more could you fetch me? Let's see, two of them join at the hip means infinite. So keep the cash flowing like these words in my sentences. Eating through bread, Lord said do this in remembrance. Probably burned through a million already. Where was I spending it? What do I have to show? These moments I keep on living in. Pretending this is limitless, bottomless. Having and have not is certainly analogous to throwing dollars up. My magic number is 401k. And when they stop matching, I just match it with my mattress. A lot of y'all can't diet well, too concerned with fashion. Red bottoms and Louis results could be tragic. Might go from a hole to turn back to fraction. Pursue this with a passion. Abundantly, I cash in. We all want a lot of bit of cash,
man. That's my song right there. That's me, Space Age JJ Biggs. One time cash. You know what I mean? That's off the found tape. We played that Tooth Decay Sunset Terrace at Sunset Terrace Music on Twitter. You know what I mean? Man, where can you find that album? Pretty much everywhere. CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. The album's called Sunrise by Sunset Terrace. You know what I mean? Also, we had that Young AJ, you know, follow him on Twitter at YoungAJ813. We're on my job featuring the boy, the legend, Trick Daddy, the actual real Trick Daddy Dollars, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, 305 or whatever. So shout out, you know, Trick Daddy. That's was on my job. You know, shout out to Diva, you know what I mean, for, you know, being a strong black woman that she is, man. We going to get up out of here, man. You know, I want to give one last salute to the sponsors, Lyndon, Greer, and Denier, you know, Designs for You for, you know, sending the jewels, and Lyndon for, you know, running DMV staffing, you know what I mean? Man, just shout out to Dope, you know, shout out to everybody that called in that didn't want to talk, but just listen to the show. Next week, you know, we going to get it in. Let me remind everybody, we moved the show. Step Your Game on Saturdays is now 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 12 p.m. West Coast. So, you know, we jumped up a few hours, you know, to give y'all a better show, middle afternoon show, you know, so y'all can, you know, feel more compelled to tune in and feel more, you know, more peppity and not be worried about thinking about going to the club right after you get off the show. We're going to head out, you know, I'm going to head out, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to close. I'm going to dedicate this song to all the mothers out there. This is that Anita Baker giving you the best that I got. So I'm going to catch y'all next week. Y'all stay tuned, you know, remember keep, damn, how she said, keep God first, family second, career third. We up out of here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. the mind is out of reach. Scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy sea.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you?
Step your game up.